levels the bat a couple of times. Shao kicks and he fires. Rose swing.
Turn it, turn it, get out! Get out! Come on!
That was the longtime broadcasting partners Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxall on the Cincinnati Reds radio network, delivering the call of Pete Rose's milestone hit of 4,192 back on September 11, 1985, which pushed him past Ty Cobb as the all-time hits leader. With that impressive feat now logged into baseball's record book, one would think Rose would be an easy choice for enshrinement in the Majors Hall of Fame. But such is not the case. The black mark on Rose's otherwise sterling big league career is the one that ended it, the lifetime suspension he received in 1989 for betting on baseball. Even though Rose's bid for reinstatement was rejected last month by new commissioner Rob Manfred, Manfred did give the Reds permission to induct him into their Hall of Fame outside Great American Ballpark, something that pleases Rose.
This is an honor that you can't believe how you feel growing up here. Always been a Reds fan, always had the most respect for all the Reds players that I rooted for when I was a kid. And this is the best Hall of Fame in all of baseball.
When the news broke that Rose was not going to be reinstated, Reds CEO Bob Castellini wanted to do something special for Pete and asked Manfred for permission to honor Rose. Castellini is appreciative. The commissioner said yes, noting that Rose is one of the greatest players in Reds history.
Pete Rose is maybe the biggest part of our franchise ever. And as the oldest franchise in baseball and this iconic franchise, deserve the respect.
According to Rose, his greatest memories of wearing a Cincinnati uniform involve the club's Big Red Machine days when they compiled back-to-back World Series championships in 1975 and 76.
It was a fun team to play on. We had a good attitude. We had a winning attitude. We were positive. And I tell the boss that all the time. We've got to get that attitude back.
For the 74-year-old Rose, getting into the Reds Hall of Fame is a major step in his 26-year battle to return to the game that he loves so much. His hope remains that he will one day be able to step up to the podium in Cooperstown, where he will take his place among the greatest players in baseball history. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Michael Gustin, reporting.